Welcome, welcome everybody to the Thrived Podcast. I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. I call this podcast Thrived for a reason, and it's even spelled the way it is for a reason as well. See, I am not a survivor of a mental illness. I will live with anxiety for the rest of my life. I have capitalized the I, the V, and the E in my podcast title, so it reads as the word I've. I am not just living with it, but I've thrived because of it. Since this is my very first podcast and my very first episode, here is an introduction that will set the tone for many episodes to come. I am about to share a story, my story, on how my life was impacted by mental illness. 4 years ago, my life was packed with both personal and career responsibilities. I was completing my certification as a certified holistic health coach from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I had already started my health coaching practice. I was a full-time nanny to two little girls. I was also a full-time employee for a social media marketing company. I was self-publishing my very first children's cookbook, Little Hands, Healthy Bellies, which today has sold over 350 copies on Amazon. And I was training for my third marathon, the New York City Marathon. If there was one person that thought they could take on just one more task, well, here I am. That person would be me. On April 27th, 2015, my life had changed. What I thought was going to be a nice and relaxing dinner out with my parents turned into one of my biggest nightmares. In between courses at the prestigious Culinary Institute of America, where I had graduated from just 13 years ago, something had come over me. A feeling of a racing heartbeat, sweaty palms, cold and hot sweats, dizziness, and sharp chest pains. I couldn't concentrate on conversations that were happening around me, and I couldn't control anything, not even my breath. At this moment, I could remember one thing. This was the end of my life. I got up from the table faster than a horse gets out of the gate at the Kentucky Derby, with my mom chasing after me. Both my parents knew something wasn't right, but most importantly, I didn't know what was going on. I was driven to the emergency room at Vassar Brothers Hospital, where I was diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, and later diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I was suffering from anxiety and panic attacks, which I had never encountered before. I had loaded my plate with more than I could chew, and it had all caught up with me. The freedom of driving was taken away from me as quickly as I could snap my fingers due to the severity of my anxiety. I left my house for two reasons: to go to a local yoga studio that I worked at very part-time, and to attend weekly mass at my church. Both of these trips required friends and family to get me there. I refused medications and I fired my therapist. There was only one person that was going to get me through this, and that person was God. Deep down, I knew that I had this for a reason. I didn't know why, but I knew that God gave his biggest battles to his strongest soldiers. And boy, was he ever testing my strength as well as my faith. Fast forward to today, I have been driving since February 1st, 2016. I have a deep relationship with God, and my view on life and mental illness had drastically changed. Mental illness to me was a stigma. People that lived with anxiety were just hyper and lived their lives in the future while dwelling on the past. And people that live with depression were just sad and lived their lives in the past with no hope for the future. I had no idea what mental illness was until I was living with it. This was now my life, and that stigma that I had so selfishly put on those that have been living with mental illness, well, I was now a part of. In fact, I was now a part of the 1 in 5 adults that is now living with one. 400 million adults in the United States are living with a mental illness, and only 36% are receiving some form of support, whether that be from medication and/or professional therapy. Mental illness is something you cannot see. It's a physical agitation that is happening within the body. Someone that is battling a mental illness spends most of their day in flight or fight mode. During this period, the body releases certain hormones that prepare the body to either stay and deal with the thought, the threat that it feels it's going through, or run away to safety. It takes anywhere from 20 to 60 minutes for the body to return to its pre-arousal levels. Imagine someone that battles with anxiety every single day and has 5 anxious episodes in that day. That could be a total of up to 5 hours of just coming down from that anxious state, not to mention how long the episodes actually last. What the human body goes through every single day to someone with anxiety is debilitating. Sometimes we don't even know the cause or the trigger to these episodes. So while our bodies are going through this type of trauma, our mind is trying to figure it all out, and it can't. My story wasn't always this easy to share. In fact, I hid behind my story for years. Nobody wants to be labeled or even be a part of a statistic, especially with mental illness. It's hard to even explain because we don't exactly know what is happening to us. The closest that I can compare what I was going through and still go through every day is that I am in my body, but I am not present in it. I've had to let the action of control go, and I had to learn tools to help me live with anxiety. I personally don't like to use the word struggle when I talk about my day-to-day journey with anxiety because I feel it talks in the negative. My mindset is now trained to think in the positive. Where am I going with this? How far have I come? What am I doing differently now? Not, why do I have this illness? Why is this happening to me? Why won't this just go away? As I mentioned before, I will live with anxiety for the rest of my life. So I might as well get comfortable being uncomfortable with it and accept it for all that it is. I will never win the battle of fighting it. So I will share with you in episodes to come the tools that are in my anxiety toolbox that have gotten me not from just surviving, but to thriving. My message today for anyone that is listening is to tell you that you are not alone. You are perfectly imperfect, just as you are. What might feel like a hopeless battle with something that you are just tired of fighting, you will come out every single day just a little bit stronger. Remember, the caterpillar didn't change overnight. It had to stay in its cocoon up to 21 days. Did you also know that statistically it takes up to 21 days to make something a habit? Coincidence? I don't think so. Each podcast is going to build upon the next with helpful tips, personal stories, and ways for you to get from where you are to where you want to go. We are in this together, friends. I am confident that you will look back on your journey and you will shout from whatever mountain you are standing on, "I've thrived." Until next time, keep thriving.